Beyonce was supposed to perform in Malaysia this weekend, but the show was postponed again. And that's led to speculation that the singer was scared off by protests. Some Muslim groups have been pressing the government to ban Beyonce as immoral. It's one of many recent cases that women's rights activists say has damaged Malaysia's reputation as a model Muslim country. Jennifer Pak reports from Kuala Lumpur.
I want to welcome Beyonce to Malaysia, and I hope you guys will join us and watch the videos and practice the steps. Get ready for Beyonce.
It would have been her Malaysian debut, but fans of Beyonce were let down when she postponed her concert in Kuala Lumpur. It was the second time she had done so. Local organizers say it was the artist's decision and had nothing to do with external reasons, which they refused to elaborate on. But there had been intensive pressure from the opposition Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, which had called for an outright ban of her concert. 16-year-old Yasmin Adnan was about to buy tickets for Beyonce's performance when she heard it was postponed.
If so, it's because of political reasons, and I think it's really unfair because although it's like a Muslim country, but then it's not just Muslims here, you know?
Some Malaysians speculate that Beyonce didn't want to tone down her racy outfits, as was thought to be the case when she cancelled her Malaysia concert in 2007. The country has a dress code for female performers, stating that everything from the top of the chest to the knees must be covered up. But for the Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, or PAS, toning down her dress would still not be enough. It has often lobbied the government to ban Western pop concerts, deeming them to be immoral or un-Islamic. Kamaruzzaman Mohammed is the secretary for the youth wing of PAS. He says he knows his party's views are unpopular.
Such people say that we are Taliban. Actually, we are not Taliban. We are fundamentalists. Fundamentalist is not extremist. Fundamentalist means we are trying our best to hold our principles.
Over 50% of Malaysia's population is ethnically Malay, and the constitution states that they have to be Muslim. Unlike the country's large Chinese and Indian communities, Malays are subject to Islamic law in personal and family matters. In August, the government banned Muslims from attending a Black Eyed Peas concert because it was sponsored by beer giant Guinness. It then reversed the ban. And then there was the case of a model sentenced to caning for drinking beer. That caused an outcry. Women's activist Nurhayati Kapurari says it's part of a worrying trend.
I just worry that Malaysia, Muslims in Malaysia, turn into this like sadistic kind of society. And as if like Islam means harsh punishment. Islam is a religion of mercy and compassion.
But arguments over alcohol and attending pop concerts are threatening to overshadow Malaysia's image as a model Muslim state. As for the Beyonce concert, no future date has been set. For The World, this is Jennifer Pak in Kuala Lumpur.